Hallelujah. I'm so excited this morning. Very, very excited indeed. I'm glad to see all of you. And I wish you all a happy Easter, a happy Resurrection Sunday. You know, your amen, even it's like somebody is forcing you, and I'm not cursing you. I'm praying for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody whose amen is the loudest, listen to this before you shout the amen. When Jesus died and he rose from the dead, it was a kind of miracle that has never been seen before. So, for anybody whose amen is the biggest, is the loudest, the kind of miracle the world has never seen, God is going to manifest in your life. I say the kind of miracle that has never been recorded before, the resurrection power of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is going to do same in your life in the name of Jesus. If you believe it, shout a better amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I want to take my text this morning, and please bear with me in case I get excited. I have reasons to be excited. Praise God. Matthew chapter 28. Matthew 28. I'm going to read two scripture verses, verse 5 and verse 6. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He's not here. He's not here. For he is risen. You don't understand. For he is risen, as he said, come, see the place where he lay. I'm not going into the dynamics of how deep the women went, how much they searched. That's not the point of my message this morning. Jesus said to his disciples in Matthew chapter 20, he told them that he was going to be scourged, he was going to be crucified, but on the third day, he was going to rise again. They forgot. They did not remember. Somebody said, thank God for women. You know, when I look around church, most of the time, no matter what kind of meeting we are having, women are always more than men. In fact, if gender is going to be recorded in heaven, there'll be more women in heaven than men. Women seems to love the Lord more. You know, I'm an advocate for women. And people, a lot of people don't like me for that. But let the truth be said. Praise God. So, I'm an advocate for my wife. And she's a woman. Praise God. And my mother is a woman too. Praise God. That didn't just happen. The disciples forgot. God.
They have been perplexed. They are afraid. They are hopeless. But there were some women. We may not believe, but we cannot forget what he did. So we are still going to go check him out. And when they went checking him out, they found out that he had risen. Just like he said. Our God is a true God. Whatever he says he will do, that is what he will do. Do you understand me? No matter how long it takes, he's not a promise breaker. He's a promise keeper. Praise the Lord. In case you have forgotten the promises God had made you, and you are now thinking because of where you are that it's over, I came to announce to you, it's just about to begin. I say it's about to begin. Listen to me. When there is no more hope, you know what you're saying? You're saying, I'm empty. There is nothing more. I have nothing more. Who are the people that kills themselves? Who are the people that commit suicide? Those are the ones who are empty. They say to themselves, I have no more reason to live. I have no more hope. I have tried everything. Thank God for the woman who used to have the issue of blood. She had every reason to have killed herself. Hello, somebody. But then hope was announced to her. She went looking for hope. And she found hope. Today you will find hope. I said today you will find hope. The tomb of Jesus Christ is empty. And nobody stole his body. Did you hear me? His body was not stolen. They didn't move him to somewhere else. It's empty because he woke himself up. You didn't hear that. I said he woke himself up. Amen. He's our hope. He's our living hope. And that hope is alive forevermore. So, you don't have to be empty. Tell your neighbor, say neighbor. Say neighbor. You do not have to be empty. I say you don't have to be empty. I want somebody to declare with me this morning. Say with me. Say, I am full of life. Come on, say it like you believe it. Filled with joy. I am full of hope. My future is secured. I have abundant life. I am rising to shine. Rising to shine for Jesus. The seed of greatness is within me. Because Jesus rose from the dead. I am victorious in every endeavor of my God-given purpose. Because the grave. Oh, come on, you are now tired. Say, because the grave could not hold Jesus down. I will never be down again. Because the grave could not hold Jesus down. I will never be down again. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. He's alive within me. And I am alive. If you believe what you have said, shout hallelujah. Listen. They plotted against him. The one who did them good. He healed their sick. He delivered their bound. He provided for those who have nothing. He made possible the impossible. The same people plotted to knock him down. They plotted to knock him out. have experienced the same thing. You might be experiencing the same thing. You have helped somebody. You have helped some people. You have been there for them. Suddenly they turned against you. Suddenly they say you are no more good. Now they want to knock you down. They are knocking you down with their words. They are backbiting concerning you. They take your matter to town. Even things that you did not do. They begin to tell people how bad you are. How evil you are. But they had forgotten that when they didn't have food, you were the one who fed them. They had forgotten when they didn't have a shoe. They came to you and you told them, go into my closet and take as many shoes as you want. They had forgotten that when they were ill, you were the one that drove them to the hospital. They had forgotten that when they were weeping, you were the one who helped them to wipe away their tears and encourage them. But now they want to knock you down. Does somebody identify with what I'm just saying? But let me tell you something. People may knock you down, but please don't let them knock you out. Are you listening to me? You may knock me down, but I refuse to be knocked out. I have to stay in the fight. Praise the Lord. They knocked Jesus down. They laid him down. Or rather, he laid himself down. And they thought they had succeeded. They thought they've had their way. Hallelujah. They thought they would keep him down. They would keep him quiet. You know what they did? They now put him in that tomb. They rolled a big stone. In case, should he even wake up, let him suffocate there. He won't be able to push this stone. And in case he could push the stone, let us put soldiers as sentries here. Should he come out, we will gut him with the spear. But somebody say, God has a plan. Somebody say, God has a plan. No matter the plans of your enemies, God has a better plan. God has a bigger plan. God has a most wonderful plan. A plan that will surprise your enemies. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But they forgot. In spite of all they did, they forgot. Somebody help me say they forgot. They forgot. Come on, say they forgot. What did they forget? They forgot that you cannot keep the word down. Oh my. You cannot keep the word of God down. The word of God must perform. The word of God must achieve the purpose for which it was sent. They forgot. They forgot that the word cannot expire. Somebody, maybe I've lost you now, but the Bible says, in the beginning was the word. Hallelujah. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. Amen. And the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Without him was nothing made. The stone, the tomb, the soldiers, the spear, the judge, the people. Without him was nothing made. All of them were made by him. Without him was nothing made that was made. Then the Bible said that the word became flesh. He dwelt among us. They didn't recognize him. Praise the Lord. Oh, so because they didn't recognize him, they thought, you know what? We'll deal with him anyhow we like. We'll treat the word anyhow we like. Like the church does with the word. We think the word is a suggestion. We think the word of God, because it's in a book, is the handiwork of man. No, the Bible says that every word was breath by the Holy Spirit. It's an inspiration from heaven. That same word that became flesh, that same word can become anything in your life, depending on how you treat it, or depending on how you treat him. They slapped the word. They plucked his beard. They put a crown of thorns on his head. They made him carry a cross. They pierced him as he hung on the cross. Like the scientists said, they said, for him to take a single breath, because of the way he hung and his legs were like this, for him to breathe, you know, if you are going to breathe, you suck up air. Part of your body, your thoracic region, must go up, right? Now he's like this, your diaphragm. Now he's like this. So if he has to suck up air, he has to move a little bit up. But they have impeded him. So every breath Jesus took on the cross was with excruciating pain. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He had to move a few inches with no space because he had been nailed there. So it was labored breathing. When a woman wants to give life, she labors in her breathing. And then pushing, and life comes out. Jesus was given birth to you and I on that cross, which is labored breathing. Is somebody getting me this morning? Come on, shout hallelujah. You can't keep the word down. Amen? When he came, he was introduced. They didn't recognize him. Only a few. He introduced himself by the miracle signs and wonders he did. People still did not recognize him. But let me say something to you. People may not recognize the value, the hand of God, the grace of God upon your life. But yet, guess what? That does not diminish who you are. Because they did not recognize Jesus Christ, did not make him less Savior. Because they did not recognize Jesus Christ, did not make him less God. Because they did not recognize Jesus Christ, did not make him less a deliverer. You may not recognize me. You may not recognize the grace of God in my life. But that does not diminish me. That does not reduce who I am. That does not reduce who God has made me. Praise the Lord. That does not reduce what I'm supposed to achieve on the face of the earth. If you don't support me to achieve it, the Lord said, if you don't praise me, I will raise up stones to praise me. Maybe God put you there to support and you refuse to support. Let me tell you, there are more than 7 billion human beings on the face of the earth. He can push you aside and he will raise up a non-entity who will now, because of that assignment, become somebody. I pray that no man takes your place. I say, I pray that nobody takes your place. I pray that another man will not take your crown. In Jesus Christ's name. Nobody can make the word of God of no effect. Nobody. Because you don't believe the word, It doesn't mean the word of God is not effective. It doesn't mean the word of God carries no power. Praise the Lord. Oh, we are still waiting for the Messiah when the Messiah was right in front of them. And it didn't make him less a Messiah. Don't let anybody tell you who you are. Are you listening to me? Don't let anybody change God's purpose for your life. Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Say, "You have said." He says, "For this reason came the Son of Man." Hallelujah. "To destroy the works of the devil. You can take me to the cross. You can nail me down. But you will not be able to hold me down." Hallelujah. No matter what you like to do, that is what you should be declaring. That's what you should be saying to yourself. No matter what happens to me, I refuse to stay down. Let me tell you something. Maybe somebody walk out of your life. Guess what? You can't walk out on yourself. Hello? Huh? He said to Peter, "Peter, before the cock crows 3 times, you are going to deny me." Peter literally walked out. The one who in the Garden of Gethsemane was so aggressive and furious, he brought out his sword and cut off the hair of Malchus. And Jesus said, "No, that's not the kind of person you are. We must face terrorism, but not with violence." Praise the Lord. Love conquers everything. Did somebody hear me? Terrorism will be stopped. Hatred will be stopped with love. I remember sometime last year, I had this revelation. I could hear the voice of God talking to me. And he said to me, "Spoil them with love." And at that time, my wife and I were under serious attack. God said, "Spoil them with love." It wasn't easy. I said, "God, give me grace. In spite of the fact that I don't want to be suspicious of everybody around me, I have to smile to everybody. Hallelujah. I have to say I love you to everybody. I have to shake everybody. I have to pray for everybody." But I was burning inside. And gradually, God began to give us victory. You see, as I continue this journey, I'm learning as I go along how to handle my enemies, especially the faceless ones. You understand? The one that I know, they don't disturb me because I know them. I can get closer to them. But the ones I don't know, they can get closer to me without me knowing. Praise the Lord. But then that's why I cover myself in the blood of Jesus every day. I was on the phone with a friend, a lady friend, a few days ago, sometime last week. And she was like, "You know, Pastor Carl, I met somebody and we were talking about you." And the person said, "You always say your weaknesses to everybody in the open." I laughed. I said, "Because I'm not a superhuman. I'm not a super pastor." Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because if I can't identify with some of us, How are you going to receive the word of God from me? So this person was saying, stop telling people about your weaknesses. Oh, that I've been to jail? That was where my life was born. That was where I had hope again. That was where that's why I can stand before you. Guess what? I don't want to forget it. I don't even want to forget it. Because the moment I forget it, I begin to puff up. I don't want to forget where God took me from. And I can tell you, young people, all the things that you are doing that you think you are having fun is not fun. You are spending your life, the life of your future. You are eating it now. We've been there. We've done that. We've seen it. There's nothing to it. Oh, you don't want me to enjoy my youth. Do you know what enjoyment of youth is? It's in serving God. That's the only way you can enjoy your youth. It's in serving God. It's not in running around with all those vagis and ragamuffins on the street who have no identity at all. Because the more you are hanging out with them, you lost your identity. I almost did. But for the grace of God, I'll leave home on the pretext of going to study with my friends. And we hang out smoking weed. We hang out getting high. We hang out. Every day was a party. Moving from one girl to another. But the day I heard the voice of God, let me tell you something. All of those, my friend, except for two, is either they are in the psychiatric ward or they are dead. All of them. A lot of them were from rich homes, richer than mine. We didn't even have anything. I saw one of them in England not too long ago. He asked for me, he said, please, I want you to name my baby. This guy, when we're all doing our rubbish, he was doing the rubbish and was reading law. Today he's not a lawyer. He's a handyman in a bakery. Don't throw your life away. Jesus found mine. Picked me up, shook the dust off me, and said, you know what? I have a life for you. Are you willing to follow that life? And I say, yes, Lord. Places I never thought I could ever be. Places I never thought I could ever enter. People I never thought I could shake their hands. This God has taken me there. This God has put me before their face. Let me tell you, the word of God will always accomplish the purpose for which it was sent. Hallelujah. It can't go back to God void. That's why Jesus couldn't be held down. You are here on a purpose. You can't be held down. You shouldn't be stopped. You must fulfill the reason why God allowed you to come through your parents. God didn't make a mistake to make you white. He didn't make a mistake to make you black. I don't regret being a black man. I enjoy being a black man. Black is beautiful. Black goes with anything. You can combine black with anything. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I'm almost 52 years old. Look at me very well. I don't even look 35. Because I have black pigmentation. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, because somebody does not recognize you, because somebody does not recognize the purpose of God in your life, does not mean you sell yourself cheap. Don't give yourself for free. Praise the Lord. I'm here to encourage you this morning. Because this is why Jesus died. So that you can fulfill life. Not to wander through life. Praise the Lord. Maybe you are here this morning. You are hungry. Because nobody has validated you. It happened to Jesus. Did heaven announce you? It's a question. Was there a dove from heaven when you were born? Huh? In the face of multitude, he went into the water to be baptized. And the Bible said that the heavens opened. A voice came from heaven. A voice everybody heard. Who knew you when you were born? Except for your immediate family. Some of us, our fathers were not even there. This is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him. They still didn't validate him. And you that you were born, me that was born in one corner on Lawanson Street. Now I'm angry that somebody did not validate me. When the one who created the heavens and the earth was not validated. He wasn't recognized. The Bible says he was among his own. They didn't even know him. And you are angry. You better throw your anger away. Your anger is impeding you. Your anger is not allowing you to move on. It's not allowing you to move forward. It's not allowing you to hit target. Who cares? Who validates me or not? As long as heaven validates me, as long as God validates me, then I am okay. Did you know that scripture? The scripture that says, if people be for you, then you are, who can be against you? You know that scripture? It's in your Bible. If people be for you, who can be against you? It's in your own Bible. No, it's not in my own Bible. It says, if God, not people, it's God that brings people. Don't kill yourself because you want to please somebody. Did you hear me? Are you listening to me? Jesus has already died. Don't kill yourself. Stop overdoing so that somebody can recognize you. Because when you overdo for recognition's sake, You're already deceiving yourself. You don't like to be like that. But you are hungry for fame. You are hungry to be important to somebody. You may as well be a wall to some people. That's okay. They even go to the bathroom. Maybe there's no napkin. They wash their hands and they shake it off. You pass by and they rub it off you like they rub off a wall. Okay. Praise the Lord. You still can't diminish me. Let no man reduce you. Women, let no man reduce you. Let no man reduce your worth. If you were not important, God would not have made a man to sleep and brought you out. God did not need man's interference to make you. So let God be the one that validates you. Hallelujah. Some women are afraid to say amen because their husbands are here. All right. Hallelujah. The people you are looking up to for validation, guess what? They will disappoint you. They disappointed Jesus. The same people he healed on that day after the Passover, they were the same people who said what? Crucify him! Crucify him! Crucify him! God forbid that as I stand before you today as a pastor of this house, God forbid that anything I do anything wrong, most of you will not stay. In a twinkle of an eye, you are the same people who will carry despair. You are the same people who will carry the cudgel. We knew before he was a bad man. That's the way human beings are. That's the way human beings are. We always look for any opportunity to put each other down. But guess what the Bible says? That a righteous man may fall 7 times, he will rise again. So I speak to you today that you will rise again. Maybe you have tripped. Maybe you have fallen. You will rise again. I say you will rise again in Jesus' mighty name. The Bible says in Acts of Apostles chapter 2 and verse 24, whom God had raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible. Somebody's way, it was not possible. Not possible. Even if death tried, Satan mustered all he could. It was not possible that he should be holding of it. You've made him your Lord. You've made him your Savior. Except you allow. It's not possible that you should be held bound. Did somebody hear me? Don't give Satan the possibility to hold you down. Don't give Satan the possibility to hold you bound. Hallelujah. Some things must never be possible in your life. Some evil things must never be possible in your life. The arrow of the enemy must never penetrate your destiny. You must not close your mouth so that your destiny is not closed. So that you are able to declare and speak to your own life on a daily basis. I don't know if somebody's getting something here. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, you must not be hell bound. Did you hear me? Don't let Satan take you to hell. Jesus died so that you don't go to hell. He wants you to be his disciples. He wants you to follow him to the end. He wants you to know him. He wants to introduce himself to you. Why are you taking a back step? Let me tell you something. As a Christian, coming to church on Sunday is not Christianity. It's not Christianity coming to church on Sunday. That's not all there is. That is even a minuscule part of your Christianity. It's about a personal relationship every day. And guess what? You can't have that relationship and not come to church. Because when you have a relationship with Him, you cannot forsake the assemblies of the saints. Because those who have no relationship with Him, some are in the bar this morning. Come on. They are fellowshipping together at the bar. Huh? Some are fellowshipping in Hooters this morning. Some are fellowshipping at the mall. Because that's their life. That's the relationship they have. Yes, God is everywhere, at every time. But at a particular place, He expects you to be somewhere. Now, in my house, in our home, we know how many of us live there. When you come visiting, you can't say you are part of the family. When it's either we are related by blood, we are related by Christ. Amen. But if you are a visitor, you just come and go. You are not a member of the family. It's the same thing with church. If you have not made Jesus your Lord and personal Savior, you are none of His. I was speaking to my sister, was it yesterday or so? I've told you before, one of the most scariest scriptures to me, God knows those who are His. Oh my. So I can claim to belong to Him. That means nothing. He's the one that knows those who belong to Him. Hello? And He knows them by relationship. He knows them how? By relationship. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, I'm alive. Come on, say it like you believe it. Say, I'm alive. I'm not beneath. In Jesus' name. Says, He could not hold him down. Therefore, I pray. Anything that has been pulling you beneath, anything that has been holding you down, anything that has been stagnating you, today I command such to let you go. I say I command such to let you go. We take authority over every pull beneath. The grave could not hold them down. Death terrorizing you, we nullify it today and we release the life of God unto you. Jesus came to give life and to give it in abundance. Therefore, as a child of God, as a servant of the living God, I pronounce abundant life into your life, into your family, into your bones, into your marrows, into every organ of your body. I declare the life of God. I break the power of stagnation in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, I break the power of frustration in your life. In Jesus' name, everything that has been impossible, but because Jesus rose again and we celebrate resurrection today, I declare possibility into every dimension of your destiny. I declare possibility into every dimension of your destiny. I declare possibility into your marriage. Possibility into your finances. Possibility into your health. Possibility in your academics. Possibility in your body. In the name of Jesus. The angel said, his reason is no longer here. He's no longer bound. is risen. He doesn't live here anymore. I want you to declare with me. Say, I don't live. Say, I do not live in Foolishville anymore. I do not live in Drunk Lane by the way of Tipsy Road anymore. I do not live in Senseless Road anymore. Somebody say, I have moved. Tell your neighbor, I have moved from foolishness. I have moved. Oh, come on. You are not even saying it. Say, I have moved from stupidity. I have moved from unbelief. I have moved from sickness. I have moved from lack. I have moved in Jesus' name. They left him in the tomb. But that day when they came looking for him, he was no longer there. When your enemies come looking for you, they will not meet you where they left you. I said they will not meet you where they left you. Somebody say, I have moved. Somebody say, I have moved. I have moved higher. I have moved out of the ghetto. I am getting to my destiny. Somebody say, I have moved out of the ghetto. I am getting to my destiny. In Jesus' name. He has moved. He doesn't live here anymore. I don't live in Failure Villa anymore. Where stupid friends live. Friends that does, I have had those friends before. Every day, all they want to do is just get high. In the morning, they want to get high. And I joined them getting high. Until one day after I got born again, precisely 3 months after getting born again, the Holy Spirit visited me and said, I thought you confess yourself for me. What are you doing with these people? I said, guys, I think I'm done with this stupidity. I'm done with this foolishness. I can't join you anymore. They laughed me to scorn. Oh, we know you. You will go and come back. I said, if none of you follow me to Jesus, you are no longer my friend. I'm not coming back. And guess what? I didn't go back. Till now, I'm not looking back. Till now, I'm still not following them. You know why? I have moved. Somebody say, I have moved. I have moved from barrenness to fruitfulness. Come on, say it like you believe it. I have moved from barrenness to fruitfulness. In Jesus' name. Lastly, I came to tell somebody today that if you refuse to give up on God, if you refuse to give up on yourself, if you refuse to give up on your destiny, God will see you through. I say God will see you through. He will give you everything and everyone you need and require per time. He will see you through. Somebody say, God will see me through. Say, God will see me through. Say, I refuse to give up on my destiny and on myself. God will see me through. I will keep hope alive. Jesus is on my side. My destiny cannot fail. My potential will be maximized. In Jesus' name. On the third day, Jesus rose again. I see you rising again. You are going to rise beyond yesterday. You are going to rise beyond last year. You are going to rise beyond your father. You are going to rise beyond your mother. You are going to be greater than those who gave birth to you. You are going to be greater than those who mentored you. In the mighty name of Jesus, if you believe it, shout hallelujah.